run by Mr. Yavin Shaberko. Who would like to start us off? Tyler, go ahead.
Yavin, how are you, man?
I'm good, Daniel. Thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. Just talk about, you know, you and how you've been seeing yourself in Nancy's system from the beginning of the year to now. I know this is your first full season with the club, and you came in the middle of last summer. Just talk about how you've seen yourself grow more and more into the system.
Yeah, I feel just pretty comfortable because I have the full preseason with the club, and I know the guys, and I know the system, what we play, and what coach wants from me, you know, so I feel confident, and I try to do the best every day to grow up, and I want to play more games and help the team more, and yeah, I just make my opportunity and try to use them.
When you take opportunities like this to kind of showcase your skill and what you can do in the absence of someone as integral as Rudy Camacho, what goes through your mind? What are you telling yourself before the game, the middle of the game, and even after the game?
Oh, I don't know. It's tough questions. I just, you know, I think we are pretty good competitive spirit in defense line. We have good players, and everybody can play in every position in this back three. So, I don't know. We just communicate with each other, try to get better, everyone, and do the best for team, and try to help what we can help with what we can help, and yeah, and like that.
And last one for me, taking a point back to Columbus, you guys have a couple of days off before your match against Tigres on Tuesday. How important is fitness for the team and for you, knowing that you run up against a big league MX's opponent like Tigres?
Yeah, it will be an interesting game for me, actually, because I didn't know about this Tigres a lot, because we all focus was to Nashville, you know, we play to Nashville, we take the one game at a time, so we just focus was on Nashville, and now we'll begin focus on Tigres, and I think all medical stuff and all players take care about bodies, and I think we will be ready on the Tuesday, and we'll be ready to play and face Tigres.
Thanks,
Evan.
Sorry about that. Thanks, Tyler. Gerald, do you want to close this out?
Yeah, man, how much was Mabe, you know, helping you out there, you know, getting the start at Rudy's spot? You know, how much?
Yeah, go ahead.
How much did he help, you know, bring you along tonight?
Yeah, I think I cannot say only Malte. Of course, he's helped a lot because he played near me and Steven, but all team helped me, not only in the game, on the training ground and the facility. During the session, they all always help me, and they also kind of understand I'm not that young, you know, I play in this position, so they don't need to talk to me like a lot. Of course, I don't start a lot of games, but they know I'm good, they see this every day, every training, so they not worry about me, you know, because they know I will do my best, and it will be good, you know, some disaster, you know.
And coach said that the first half he was okay with, you know, that you guys did great in the first 45 minutes and just was that stoppage time. What is it about stoppage time this year for the team that has sort of plagued the team a little bit?
It's a tough question. I don't think so. It's stoppage time or something like that. And I don't want to say we lose the concentration or we think about second half already. No, I'm not think like that, but maybe we should just do better in the cross, like especially today, because Nashville always they put the cross from the sides and they put players on the box. So we should do better with this situation, but otherwise I don't think it's a big problem. We just need to maybe more communicate and be more focused to the finish first half, and after we start again in second half, you know.
Thanks, Yavin.
Thanks, Gerald.
Brianna,
do you want to close us out?
Yeah, I just want to ask, what is it like preparing for this type of game? You know, you were down four players from the forwards and the defense. Just how, what is it like as a team preparing for this type of game?
Yeah, coaches help prepare us for this game, and we know what we can expect from the Nashville. We know they will put ball on the side, and maybe they put ball on the box. So we prepare, and we was ready. And for sure we can do better in these two goals, what we conceded, but they don't surprise us at all. I feel like that. And in second half, I think we more controlled the game because we more settled on their opposite half. So we just stayed more control. And they, you know, for them it was hard to make the counterattack because they were slow, like all team.
And what do you think it just says about the team as a whole that it's Sean who gets you guys on the board first? He was playing on the back line with you.
Yeah.
And he's the first one to get you guys on the board after a scoreless game in Charlotte.
Yeah. I don't know. I think everyone, I say, like, we have a lot of players, and special Sean. Sean can play everywhere, you know. He can play number nine, number right back, left back, only goalkeeper. I don't know. He never tried that. So, but he can play. And, you know, every player who come to the field, they know what to do. And, like, we all team sure about every player, so they can do their job and they help team to win the game or to come better, you know, in the game.